George Pickering, later to be Sir George, eventually Regius Professor at Oxford, but at that time one of the earliest professors of medicine at St Mary's, and a man with a very experimental cast of mind, whom I got to know after I qualified and became a little bit more mature and a little less respectful, perhaps, as I grew older, and who confided in me. I well remember on one occasion when I was driving him back to Oxford, back to the Regius residence, the Open Arms, as it was called, he confided to me that, quite mistakenly, in the 1930s, he'd been a member of the New Party. Did I know what the New Party was? As a matter of fact, I did. It was the party started by Sir Oswald Mosley, for those people who were too impatient with the Labour Party and who moved into the New Party. And he said he was not the only one who was mistaken. Nye Bevan went in too, but they were only in for days, and he wasn't in for very long. Anyway, that was Sir George, who used to work with a chap. If you look at some of the early Pickering papers, scientific papers from UCH, you'll see one of his co-authors was a chap called Hess, and that was actually Hess's brother, the Hess who escaped to England during the early years of the war. That was his brother, who before the war had come over and worked at University College with Pickering and co. And when George Pickering was in a thoughtful or angry mood, he would march up and down the ward whistling the Horst Wessel song. So an interesting character who made an enormous impression on me, and in fact got me into diabetes.